Well, hello, all you audio boomerians and audio boomerangs and audiophiles and all you beautiful people out there in the booniverse. All those lovely greetings that Shinono used to say. Anyway, it's been 1 week since I last posted, and I'm really surprised that I was able to hold it together. And I listened to the post later on, and I was just like, oh my god, I can't believe I did that. But anyway, I want to thank every one of you that has reached out to me. I really want to thank you for that, because, you know, it's great to know that some people are still listening. And I thank all of you in turn for posting your thoughts about Shannon. It's still shocking, and it's very sad. And I think that now, I think I'm in the healing process, and it's not as a shock as it used to be. Like, I mean, it still hurts, because she was so young, and she was so tragically. Her life was very tragically cut short, and sometimes I just sit there and think, you know, Shannon died, like, really? You know, and sometimes I still need like confirmation, you know. Sometimes out of force of habit, I go look through her profile on Audioboom, and oh, she didn't post anything new. But, you know. But anyway, I think that she needs to be not forgotten. And I think that Paul Omani is doing a great thing. He wants to continue on with Octaver. And I think that'll be a wonderful thing. It'll be interesting to see who partakes in that. I know that some people on Audioboom have already left and have jumped over to other platforms like Anchor and stuff. I have the app on my phone, but I haven't really played with it yet. I'm going to wait until October 1st and... But, yeah. And so I was thinking about last week and Wednesday in particular, because I went to the visitation and the funeral, and, I happened to come across, Sarah Fair and her husband, Mike, and of course I said my condolences and everything. But I said to them both, I said, you know, it really sucks that it's very unfortunate to have to meet under such sad and horrible circumstances. But that's the way life is, you know. And I thought about it after, and I thought, you know, some of the most wonderful relationships and friendships tend to come from the strangest of circumstances. Like, I have a very good friend of mine who I met on the bus back in 2012. And we were going to visit a friend of ours. And we have become the best of friends. And we talk all the time, and we sometimes share the reception desk together. And But you know, and it's really funny because all the coworkers think that there's something going on between the two of us, when in fact there is not. We keep telling them that, and I think they are starting to believe us finally, because my friend has been seeing someone else very, 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 very casually. They met online a number of years ago. And he came over to Canada to visit with her over the summer. And they had a glorious time, and I think that one would like to go visit the other one for Christmas if they can afford it. And so, yeah. Yeah, so anyway, it's oh shit. I should probably get going because I have a bus to catch in about 20 minutes and I don't want to miss it. So I am going to run away and yes. So I will talk to y'all wonderful people some other time. Hopefully before Saturday or Sunday at least. Anyway, bye.